Home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
And more. 105.7.
CFW. Dodger City, night is a wire. somebody must have kicked you around some. Tell me why you wanna lay there, revel in your abandon.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
90s and more.
We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more.
Online at WCFW.FM. CFW.
Close my eyes.
90s and more.
We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Need you more.
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart.
She sings the songs, the words. Chippewa Valley.
We're your first choice for fun music. 1057 CFW.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
I get to know your name.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We've reported for months now on challenges to undated or misdated mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. After the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned a state court ruling allowing counting of those ballots, the ACLU is now taking a parallel case to the U.S. Supreme Court. The ballots in question are from otherwise eligible voters whose mail-in ballots were received on time and were correct, except for a missing or incorrect date on the outer envelope. Pennsylvania election law says they must be disqualified, but in 2022, as many as 10,000 Pennsylvania voters were disenfranchised by the rule. Two parallel cases in state and federal courts were filed on behalf of some of those voters, but the state case hit a dead end on September 4th when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court rejected the case on a technicality. The federal case, NAACP versus Schmidt, lost on appeal in March 2024 and was denied a rehearing. Then, September 25th, the ACLU asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case. The ACLU argues that the materiality provision of the 1964 Civil Rights Act prevents ballots from being invalidated for trivial mistakes, a voter suppression tactic used in the Jim Crow South. Whether the U.S. Supreme Court's majority takes the case and whether it would rule before the election is an open question. We've linked to more on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Northwest Wisconsin farmers say they're struggling with crop damage caused by wildlife. Farmers in Rusk and Sawyer counties are reporting thousands of dollars of lost crops as deer, elk, and bears claim the crops as their own or trample on them. While farmers can enroll in the Wildlife Damage Abatement and Claims Program, their reimbursement for lost crops is capped at $10,000, while in recent years, some farmers have claimed as much as over $100,000 in lost crops. They're looking for a better solution. A Barron County man was killed in a vehicle-on-motorcycle crash near Cameron on Sunday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on County Road W at 19th Street just west of the town. 63-year-old Jerry Rogers of Barron was driving a motorcycle when he collided with the vehicle being driven by a 74-year-old woman. He was pronounced deceased at the scene when authorities arrived and the woman was treated and released. The Sheriff's Department is still investigating the cause of the crash. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. Mostly sunny and windy today. It's going to be warmer. Our high right around 76 with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly clear, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 69 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
CFW. 7 CFW.
I can feel it. Thank you. identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
There used to be a gray and tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen?